Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Western New York. Welcome to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I am Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host, Dale Martin. Hi, Dale. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You didn't say wonderful.
My wonderful co-host. That's your line. I can't steal it.
No. But okay.
You are.
I just wanted to be wonderful.
You're wonderful, Dale.
Okay, thank you.
My wonderful co-host, Dale Martin.
Okay.
Beautiful Sunday we have in Western New York, and I want to wish our neighbors to the north a happy Canada Day. Today's their holiday.
Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day, Canada.
Yes. And you spend a lot of time in Canada.
I do. I'm heading up there this afternoon. Sit on the beach.
You are looking like you have a summer groove going on today.
I do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So I was on my friend's boat yesterday, and I really felt like it was like full-fledged summer now. Like I felt like we were kicking it off.
Hey, at 90 degrees, it is.
It's 90 degrees. We're here.
So
I love it.
I love it.
Yeah. It's beautiful. So, Dale, why don't you introduce us to our guest this morning?
Well, we are, I'm going to say, back by popular demand. The one and only Courtney Chimes, live. This time, live in studio. Last time, you were in Italy.
I was.
And we had the interview. So.
So you told me, when I was talking to Courtney before the show, and I was asking if she's ever been on the show before, and they're like, yeah, kind of from a web platform, like, called
from
in.
Afar,
I didn't know from Italy.
Yes. I was on vacation last time, so we kind of like Skype interviewed.
Finally, we get you in studio.
I know.
So, yes, we have Courtney Chimes. I'm going to say, Buffalo's own local singer. This woman is phenomenal. When I say singing, you haven't heard singing until you heard her voice. But she's singing and she's theatrical. So there's a lot that goes into that small body.
Well, and Courtney's telling me she does trapeze too. So I'm
yes.
Like,
yes, I do.
It's pretty cool.
I can't do that because I have a little thing going on, when I'm turned upside down. It doesn't work for me. I think it's called vertical. So
That's a thing.
That probably wouldn't do well.
Yeah, it doesn't. I would stay up there.
Yeah.
Like, well, how come he's not moving?
You'll just sit on it and swing.
Swing.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Well, before we go any further, I want to tell Louis and get our sports update. So some cool things going on in sports this week.
It's Bison's game day as the Herd wrap up a three-game series in Syracuse today. Syracuse defeated the Bisons in the first two matchups this weekend, including an 8-3 final last night. First pitch today is set for 1:05 with pregame starting at 12:35 right here on ESPN 1520. The Buffalo Sabres made a trade this week, sending a conditional fourth-round pick to the Pittsburgh Penguins for forward Connor Sheary and defenseman Matt Hunwick. Sheary played in 79 games with Pittsburgh last year, scoring 18 goals on top of 12 assists for 30 points on the year. Hunwick played in 42 games last year, finishing with 4 goals from the back end. Sticking with the Sabres, they wrapped up development camp yesterday. Casey Mittelstadt led Team Martin to a tournament victory in the French Connection 3-on-3 tournament. To basketball, NBA free agency has officially opened with some big news starting off the day. According to ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski, Paul George has re-signed with the Oklahoma City Thunder on a four-year, $137 million contract. Fellow All-Star Chris Paul is also staying with his 2017 team. Paul signed a max contract of 4 years, $160 million to stay with the Houston Rockets. No news on LeBron James yet, however, the Denver Nuggets have thrown their hat in the race, as Yahoo Sports reports the Nuggets are aggressively pursuing a meeting with James. In the FIFA World Cup, two of the best players in the world have been eliminated from the tournament. Lionel Messi and Argentina fell in the round of 16 to France, 4-3. Uruguay took down Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal, 2-1. For today, Spain takes on Russia at 10 a.m. and Croatia plays Denmark at 2. Around the NFL, some suspensions to key players has been given out. Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston received a 3-game suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy after inappropriately touching an Uber driver. Former Bills linebacker and current Philadelphia Eagle Nigel Bradham was suspended for the first game of the season for an incident back in 2016 between him and a hotel employee that turned physical. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And wow, that was an interesting sports update.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. Just when you think it's kind of off-season, kind of quiet.
It was a dead period, and suddenly NBA free agency opens up. The Sabres make some trades. Darlene's hitting people at development camp. Great stuff.
It was fun watching the development camp
stuff
go down this week.
We got some good young players again. Our prospect pool's finally been rebuilt. I think the Sabres, I mean, I know we thought this when we got Eichel too, but the hype is back with Darlene in town. So.
Yeah, and I think there's they're kind of aggressive players. Mm-hmm. They're
excited. Darlene's basically to a forward at defense. He's elite.
Incredible.
So,
I mean, you never know by his demeanor. He's just so
quiet. I mean, he's only 19. That's the crazy part. Like, these kids that come in that are rookies, they're teenagers.
I know.
They're elite players, and you idolize them. It's kind of
how young they
crazy.
Are.
Well, speaking of being young, Courtney did not come alone. She came with either her bodyguard or there's a guy who's sitting next to Courtney. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to ask Mr. Paul Finera to say hello and say a little bit about who he is and what he does.
Hi, I'm Paul. I run.
I'm Paul.
I'm Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I run Living in the Buff Art Media. I take care of a lot of the media promotion for Courtney in her career. I'm doing a lot of the event planning for her show coming up on the 6th. So all the promotion and event organization is pretty much in my hands.
Sounds like a bodyguard to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
Courtney, what
he's multifaceted.
I take the pictures.
He has many roles, yes.
Well, that's great. Well, with that being said, Courtney, share with your audience and our listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, and just take us down your journey.
Well, I do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. By day, I'm a high school math teacher.
Oh, awesome.
Where
wow.
do you teach? At Williamsville East
awesome.
High School. And then by night, I perform with many different local facets. I Bollywood dance. I just did that yesterday at Taste of Diversity. Then I do trapeze, as you mm-hmm. mentioned. So I do that with Buffalo Aerial Dance. I sing in a couple different bands. I do weddings with the Steve Ballesteri Band. I just joined a classic rock group called the Derek Mediak Band. I even put together my own kind of little jazz group called the Bee's Knees. So I do a little bit of everything.
And you call Paul multifaceted, multi-talented, and wear many hats. And here it is yourself. You do many things.
I do. And I teach dance. And
when do you have
an anti-bullying group? when I sleep.
Yeah.
But it's exciting and fun, and I love all of the things, and it's really hard for me to say no to something because it always sounds so exciting.
So when and where did it all begin?
Well, I grew up as a dancer. So I danced my whole life at a studio in Niagara Falls. And then I always kind of sang in a choir, and I liked and enjoyed singing, but I never thought that it would still be such an important part of my life. It's kind of my escape. So during the day, I'm this, math teacher, and everything has to
Are
add
you a
up.
Mean math teacher?
No. I think if you ask my kids, I'm probably not very mean.
So scores have gone up, right?
Hey, we're the number one rated math department in Western New York, so.
That speaks for itself.
I kind of like that after school, I can kind of escape to my different areas each night. So it keeps life kind of balanced.
Now, Courtney, you were telling me before the show, too, I was kind of asking what your background was.
Oh, yeah.
And over the course of, your singing career.
Mm-hmm.
And how you kind of got into being more involved professionally as a vocal artist.
Yes. Do you want me to?
Yeah. Go
okay.
For it.
So I was working at a country club at the time, and the kitchen would play songs on the radio, so I'd be singing in the kitchen. And at the bar was Steve Ballesteri, the band that I currently sing with. He was sitting at the bar, and I came out, and he was like, "Was that you singing?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "I'm looking for a female vocalist. Would you be interested in?" That's kind of what catapulted me into this whole singing thing. So I started off with him. I joined a dance group and became the singer for this dance group. And then that kind of branched off into its own thing. And I kind of moved on to other areas of singing. And here I am now hosting my own show.
So let's talk about that. Moving on to other things and mm-hmm. your career exploding.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, really specifically some of the different events that you've done, because I know you've been, and I've attended.
Yes, I'm going to forget a few. but You might be able to help me out on some.
Yes, bodyguard.
Specifically singing. I just did Buffalo Goes Gadsby, and that's where I sang with the Bee's Knees. I've sung at the Witch's Ball. So I've done a Phantom of the Opera tribute, and then kind of this this past year I did this Dames of the Dead kind of,
ooh,
yeah, creepier,
Halloween
type thing. Chill Night Lounge at Buffalo River Works. That was an event they held last year.
And you have another event coming
I
up.
I do have a big event coming up.
But we're not going to talk about that just yet. Okay, we don't say that.
I feel like I'm getting teased about the event, too. I want to hear more about it.
Yes.
Hopefully
our producer has found something that he can tease our listeners with. But until he's ready, you know what, we'll continue our conversation. So let's kind of shift towards another area.
Okay.
Because, Lauren, you know what? I see a romance in here. I see a romance and a storybook.
Oh, no.
But we're not going to
put them. You're totally putting them on the spot.
Yeah,
you're making them blush.
We're not going to put them on the spot. No, look at Paul.
He's turning red.
Paul, let's shift over because you're the guy who's, yes, you might be behind the scenes, but you're the guy who's in front of everything. And so from your perspective, you know, how would you express Courtney's career, where it is, no, where it was, where it is, and where it's going?
The easier part is to start with where it's going. I mean, the sky's the limit for her. She could pretty much do anything that she wants. And now I'm going to embarrass her. And she takes on so many things.
Sometimes he says too much.
Yeah, too much, right? You can do anything, but you
nothing
can't do
wrong
anything.
With that.
I would love to hear one of their arguments. No, you can't do that.
Courtney probably sings it.
It's not really arguments. It's more of me just saying, do you have time for that one?
I'll be like, I'll make time.
Yeah.
So when you say like you won't make time, I'm sure there's probably things you're more passionate about than others. So what is something that would really draw your attention and your time?
Definitely events where I can, I thought of another one where I sang it. Definitely events where I can combine multiple things together, where I can like sing and do trapeze at the same time, mm-hmm. which I did at the ICP ball. Or, you know, dance and sing. Or even just, you know, there are some events where I do two different types of performances, like Elmwood Arts Festival, I Bollywood danced and I did trapeze. So I had two sets at the art festival. So I definitely like where I can either combine the two or kind of like, for lack of a better saying, kill two birds with one stone and mm-hmm. just like, hey, look, I'm doing this, and this kind of a thing.
All right, great. Well, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Buffalo, don't go anywhere. We have more great conversation on the other side of this break with Courtney Chives, Buffalo's own singer, artist, extraordinaire.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza. pizza. And next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my wonderful co-host, Dale Martin.
Finally.
There you go, Dale.
Finally.
You got your wonderful.
That's my Oscar.
And what a beautiful song we're listening to by Courtney Chimes. It's awesome.
Thank you. Popular
beautiful
by
voice.
Wicked.
Wicked. I mean, I recognize it and I could not place it. Wicked's one of my favorite musicals.
Mm-hmm.
The
Me
first
too.
Time I saw it, I wanted to go back the next day and see it again.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great.
I think I've gone every year since they've come to Buffalo.
I love that they keep coming back,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So where were you where was that one from? Where were you performing Popular?
So that was from last year, so 2017's Courtney Chimes Celebration Showcase. And it was a sold-out show at the Shea Smith Theater. And after that one was such a success, I decided that we should do one more. And because that venue had sold out, I wanted to go one venue larger. So this year, on Friday, July 6th, I'm having the Courtney Chimes Celebration Showcase at the Trelf Music Hall.
Awesome.
Wow. Incredible.
So tell me what the Courtney Chimes Celebration...
I know, it's
did
a mouthful.
Did I mess it up? I'm sorry if I did.
It's okay. It's a mouthful.
Is it Courtney Chimes Musical Celebration?
Celebration Showcase.
Celebration Showcase.
Celebration.
So it originally started as a kind of like my way to throw myself a birthday party.
Oh,
at least
fun.
That's what last year's was. So
when's your birthday? Is it coming up?
It was June 27th.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Louis, we have to find some birthday music, even though it's belated.
So that was obviously a couple days ago. But last year's showcase was pretty much my birthday celebration. I turned 30, so
woo-hoo.
I had to celebrate in a way. But this year, I pushed it back a little bit farther because I have family coming in town, and I wanted to try and incorporate them into the show and make sure that they could make it to this one because they live in Arizona and they don't always come up. So I pushed it a week later. So it's on Friday, July 6th, and it's basically a night filled with music. So I know I sing with all these different bands, but it's very, like, specific music. You know,
you're the
classic
star.
Rock.
You're the
of
star.
This show, yes. Yeah, so, you know, I sing classic rock, or I sing jazz, or I sing pop. But, like, I like to sing musical theater. But then I also like to, you know, do some acoustic songs. And so this show is, like, the most randomly musically selected show ever.
Now, do you play instruments as well?
I play a mean tambourine, but that's about
oh my
as
gosh,
much as
too.
I go. It's about as good as I get.
I'm the one that always steals the tambourine from the
yes.
band, and I'm like, after a wedding, I have bruises on my hips.
Yep, yep, yep.
So let's talk about, okay, so first of all, let's talk about the event again.
Okay.
When and where.
Okay, where? It is at the Trelf Music Hall, and it is Friday, July 6th at 7 p.m., and the accompaniment is Mark Marinaccio and friends, so it's an 8-piece band that's accompanying me. And then I have an opening act. His stage name is Wise Alex, and he's a local performer as well. And I have a guest that's joining me on stage for a few songs, and her name is Sarah Rogers.
Okay. All right. How can you purchase tickets?
Oh, you can purchase tickets at the door. It's the same price as if you buy them online. And they probably won't like me saying this, but I would avoid buying them online because you have to buy them through Ticketmaster, and then there's ticket fees, and I feel bad about that. So I would buy them at the door. Or I do have a few if people are listening and they happen to know
yes.
me and they want.
Okay. And I'm going to say this. You know, if you go to your website.
If you go to my website,
you know,
the link's
people
there
are
going
to immediately fall in love. I fell in love with her. Sorry, Paul. I mean, Mr. Bodyguard. Okay. But if you go to her website and her Facebook page, you fall in love with this woman because she does so many amazing things. And you know, July 6th is just going to be just a small piece of your talent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That was a plug for you to say more.
Oh, okay. Sorry. well, I appreciate those kind words. Yes, I do have a Facebook page. If anybody would like to go to it and, you know, click the like button. I just got over 1,000 likes, so that's
awesome.
Pretty exciting for me.
That's huge.
Especially since literally 1 year today, or 1 year, like, last week, I was at 700, so... That was exciting. My Facebook page is Courtney Chime, Chyme. And I do have a website, CourtneyChime.com. So,
okay,
definitely peruse both of those.
Now, you have the Courtney Chime Celebration Showcase coming up.
Good job.
I got it. I nailed it that time. So if people want to, like, can people just, you know, book you to do an event for them?
Yes.
How do they contact you? Is it right on your website?
Yes. So there's a contact form on my website, and it'll basically send me an email. And that's actually how Buffalo Goes Gadsby hired me to put together the Bee's Knees to be the entertainment for their Gadsby party. So,
cool.
Yes, absolutely. You can fill out the event form or the contact form on my website, and it'll send me an email, and I will be in – or you can message my Facebook page. Either
so
way.
You're pretty responsive, pretty easy to get in contact with you.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
It sounds like your career has continued to take off, especially over the past year with the different events you've done. And
It's been so exciting, and just it keeps growing, and I'm just kind of taking it day by day and seeing where it goes. And I don't really, people always say, well, what are your goals with this? But I just kind of want to enjoy it while I can and while I'm able-bodied and, just keep going until I'm like, okay, I've had enough. But I have not had enough yet.
I don't see that, because there's a glow around you. When you talk about the type of work that you do, I mean, you just shine.
Aww.
And I'm not saying that just because you're in the room. I'm saying that because I can visit.
You've seen it.
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen your performance. Mr. Bodyguard, what would you say about that? Because you are the guy who sees it time and time again.
Yes, he captures it quite frequently.
I do, yeah. She's. I started with the photography, and she's very easy to photograph. She's so natural and relaxed, especially when she's performing. It's really amazing. She has a stage presence that... I think in the industry they would call it the it factor.
Mm.
Yes, she has it.
She has it. Yeah. Okay. So there are several things that you do, and we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about that.
Oh.
But then we're gonna come back to the event on July 6th.
Okay.
But the it factor is because you are so multi-talented. Okay. So this year, what are some of the different things that you have done and are about to do?
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, three of them.
Okay, three.
Yes.
I
put her on the spot again.
I know.
You have a tendency to do that, Dale.
Well,
really?
It was very exciting when Buffalo Goes Gadsby contacted me to be part of their VIP entertainment. So that was one exciting thing that has already happened. That was in March. Obviously, my show is a huge step every year. So that's a big accomplishment that's coming up on July 6th. As far as the future goes, I definitely have a few bigger performances in the works. I have the Bee's Knees are going to be reprising their performance from the Gadsby show at the Pausa Art House in September. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for the Witch's Ball again.
Hear is very exciting.
It's very exciting. It's a lot of fun. But things pop up all the time. If you do go to my website and you go to at the top of the page, it says events. You probably have to scroll like 3 pages worth of events that I've already booked for the year. So
okay.
I have a lot of things.
And something Lauren brought up in terms of if you are a corporate or just someone who's looking for great talent, they can reach out to you and acquire your entertainment services.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because I do so many genres, I can really kind of tailor it to whatever you're looking for, whether it's kind of just like quiet music for a corporate event, if you're looking for a full band for like a holiday party, I can pretty much accommodate any of those needs to whatever the client's looking for.
Okay, great.
Now, I know you mentioned earlier, like, you don't really have, like, goals for, your musical career.
Yeah. She's just making it happen.
I don't want to be, like, famous. Like, that's not, I don't
want. We have all these events in Buffalo, and you're pretty booked up, sounds like, for the year. But is there an event in Buffalo you're like, I'm dying to perform at?
Yes.
What is it?
The world's largest disco.
Oh, no way.
Now, I have performed at it before. I've danced at it twice. Mm-hmm. But I really want to sing at it.
So if anyone from the world's largest disco is out there listening.
So we will make it.
We have Courtney Chime, who would love to perform at the world's largest disco. I would love to sing at the world's
And we're going to reach out to the organizers for it. And I'm pretty sure Mr. Bodyguard is already on it.
He better be.
Yes, he is.
Okay, good.
But yeah, that would be like, that would be awesome. That would be really exciting to sing at the World's
Largest
Disco.
Now, is that because it's just such a huge event, or do you have a passion for '70s disco music?
'70s disco music is really, really fun. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely a genre where you can incorporate dance with singing. So that would be perfect. But it's just such a cool event, and there's thousands of people there. Mm-hmm. So just to sing in front of thousands of people and just even claim that, like, they don't even have to say my name. Just to say, like, hey, I sang in front of 8,000 people, that would be super cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So what have we not talked about? Okay, we've been all over the place.
I know.
That's what Western New York at Work is about. You know what? Unscripted, but always determined to get our people information that they need to know. So, Courtney, let's talk about, once again, how can listeners – our listeners, your fans, purchase tickets.
Okay, so purchasing tickets, you can call the Trelf box office. I don't have the number offhand right now, but I can look it up.
They can go to your website or your Facebook page.
Oh, they definitely could go to either one of those things. Yeah. They can go to my website, which is CourtneyChime.com. They can go to my Facebook page, which is also Courtney Chime.
C-H-Y-M-E.
C-H-Y-M-E. Yep. That's my mother's name.
Oh,
okay.
And it's my middle name. So okay.
I told Lauren we had a surprise for this Saturday. I mean, this Sunday, that is.
It's always a surprise. You never know what's going to happen on Western New York at Work. That's why we have so much fun doing this show.
So, yeah, you can call the Trelf box office. I have the number here. 716-852-2860. And you can call and have them at will call. And that will be without ticket fees. You can go either on the Trelf website or my website, and the link to the tickets, it's the Ticketmaster link.
Fantastic.
But yeah, there's a bunch of different ways you can get tickets.
Paul, any information we have not covered?
Not that I can think of, Dan.
Not you can think of, you know. Well, you know, before we sign off, Buffalo, listen to a few moments of Courtney Chime. Be there on July 6th.
My mom says I should spell Courtney too.
Oh.
C-O-R-T-N-E-Y. There's no U.
I love the mom sending the text to make sure, yes. C-O-R-T-N-E-Y-C-H-Y-M-E. Courtney Chime.
Yes.
Thanks, Mom.
Yep, I literally just texted her.
Buffalo, you listen to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, and today with Courtney Chimes. Be there on July 6th.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.